today and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms...
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Debt limit talks have wrapped up at the White House. President Biden and congressional leaders trying to hammer out a deal to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans will agree if there are federal spending cuts. He also criticized the president and the timing of his trip to Japan tomorrow to attend the G7 summit. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre pushed back.
The president could be president anywhere. He can do the work of the American people abroad, and certainly he does it every day here when we're in the White House. So that's not going to change.
The Treasury Department warned the U.S. could go into default on its loans on June 1st. The State Department confirmed an incident involving a U.S. convoy in Nigeria, but would not offer any other details. A spokesperson says no U.S. citizens were involved. Authorities in New Mexico still don't have a motive for yesterday's mass shooting in a residential neighborhood. Three people were killed by a teen who opened fire before he was killed by officers, authorities say. This is ABC News. Two people are recovering following yesterday's attack by a bat-wielding man at the office of Democratic Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly. He was not at the office at that time of the incident. The two injured are staff members of Congressman Connolly. The Cannes Film Festival opens today, and already controversy.
Johnny Depp's new film, Jean du Barry, kicking off the opening of the Cannes Film Festival Tuesday night. And there's an organized online campaign against Depp, the film, and the festival by those who believe Depp's ex-wife Amber Heard's accusations that Depp physically abused her. The president of the festival, Thierry Frémaux, answering questions Monday about Depp and separate accusations that can celebrate sex abusers.
Pour un festival de violeurs.
Frémaux rejecting the criticism, saying people wouldn't attend if that's the case. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Some are using the hashtag CanYouNot to speak out. A rare early spring heat continues in the Pacific Northwest. Temperatures in Portland and Seattle soaring once again into the 80s. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is in a war for talent with other states. That's according to University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman. He says if people leave Wisconsin for better jobs in engineering and technology, that hurts prospects for careers like teaching and healthcare here.
If we don't solve those issues in this state and make the investments that are necessary, I worry about what Wisconsin looks like in 5 and 10 and 15 years.
Rothman tells Wisconsin Eye decreasing enrollment makes funding expensive programs a bigger challenge. A committee of the state Senate meets today to talk about banning local governments from banning gas-powered power plants. Lawmakers have already passed statewide bans on local bans on gas-powered cars and stoves. In sports, the Cardinals clobbered the Brewers last night 18-1. That ties a franchise record. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I've declared it a two for Tuesday.
What do we get for two of? What do we get two of?
Well, you know, you get two things for the price of one or something of that sort. Like two PBRs for a buck down at the bar. It's the happy hour. Right. It's a twofer.
That's a twofer. It's always a devil's advocate. You get twofer. You get Crudy. You get me. Of course, Evan on the board and our fair audience. Way more than two, but it's a twofer Tuesday. Welcome, everyone.
I heard our fine colleague, Jane Mantineer, talking about the new Wisconsin roadway maps. With a magical Wisconsin featured, I'm thinking I got to stop at a rest area and get me a free map and, you know, maybe use the head. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
So welcome to it.
Yeah, man.
Dominic, I understand our president, Joe Biden's going to cut his trip short. Get back to what? Negotiating with terrorists?
Yes, got to do something, right?
Don't even want to hear about that. Not yet, anyways.
We'll get to it next hour.
Let's turn our attention to our own backyard, Dom. Guest columnist over at the Cap Times, you brought it to my attention. Oh, yeah, and shouldn't you tell people about the backed up traffic if they're driving on 43 South?
Yes, apparently, Crudy told me as I was coming into the studio today in Milwaukee, 43 southbound, backed up all the way from Glendale to downtown. That was a half hour ago. Apparently, Crudy, what, a motorcycle accident shutting down the freeway, 43 southbound. So, folks, be careful out there and take an alternative path. That's what I had to do.
I had to give you a personal traffic report just so you'd get to work, damn it. Get to work.
I've
got a radio show.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone's okay. Motorcycle accident, scary. Very warm today here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for a minute, and now it's like 62 degrees out.
Oh, no kidding. We still
That's crazy over here.
Relatively nice weather, although it got a little hazy out there. Dom, here's where I want to start.
All right.
How do Republicans hate democracy? Let me count the ways.
So many ways.
Our friend Spencer Black, are you going to take this one?
Yeah, man, I'll
We're going to tag team it. It's a twofer Tuesday.
It's a twofer. Here's what Spencer Black had to say at thecaptimes.com. Republicans sure seem to hate democracy. In a multitude of ways, Republicans are subverting the most basic principle of our nation, that the people decide. Like a tin pot dictatorship, they are using the heavy hand of government power to try to remain in power regardless of how regardless of the vote of the people. Here are five ways, says Spencer Black, the Republicans are working to weaken democracy. First, they're trying to make it harder for people to vote, especially those people who are most likely to vote against them. Second, they are rigging elections through extreme partisan gerrymandering. Third, they want to eliminate the ability of citizens to vote directly on important issues. Fourth, they seek to nullify the decisions of the electorate by overturning elections when they don't like the results. And finally, when they lose an election, they are doing everything they can to curtail the power or even expel those elected. These are unfortunately way too many examples of these tactics to detail a fraction of them in this column. There's so many of them, Curdy. So here's just a sampling to give you a sense of what's going on, according to Spencer Black. Quote, number one, limiting the right to vote. A recent meeting of Republican National Committee donors discussed ways to limit voting by college students because they're voting against Republicans. Texas Republicans are now considering legislation to ban voting on college campuses. In Arizona, heavily armed Republicans in tactical gear sought to intimidate voters, depositing their ballots in drop boxes.
What about number two, Dom? Rigging elections. Kevin McCarthy, you know, Bill Press's buddy. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House because of a razor-thin Republican majority. A majority so thin that the GOP is desperately trying to hold onto the vote of George Santos, who has been indicted on 13 felonies. Republicans control the House only because of the extreme partisan gerrymandering in states they control, including Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Utah, Georgia, and Ohio. And I would include Wisconsin in that, but Spencer does not for some reason.
Spencer continues again. How do Republicans hate democracy? Let us count the ways. I'll jump in here, Curdy. Limiting the ability of citizens to vote on key issues. Ohio Republicans are seeking to make it harder for voters to amend the state constitution by requiring a supermajority of the electorate in a referendum.
Hold on, Don. I just want to remind the audience who's really funding this anti-governmental, anti-democracy action. It's the Ulines. It's Dick and Liz Uline from across the border down there in Illinois. They fund most of the malfeasance going on here in the state of Wisconsin. Why should the Buckeye State be excluded?
Hey, welcome to the party, pal. They are concerned that voters will use a public vote to bypass the gerrymandered legislature in order to keep abortion legal and outlaw gerrymandering.
Dominic, what about nullifying votes of the electorate? In Texas, Republicans want the power to overturn the election results in the state's largest county. In a state with 254 counties, the measure would apply only to Democratic voting. Harris County, a singular ability to overturn the votes in one Democratic-controlled county. Reminds you very much of the Trump recall here in the state of Wisconsin. And the proposal by his lawyer, Jim Troupas. You should know that guy's name. Jim Troupas wanted to throw out his own vote in Dane County, his own absentee vote. He wanted to disenfranchise himself, you know, because he also wanted to disenfranchise, 170,000, 200,000 absentee voters in the most populous, most Democratic, and most Joe Biden voting counties in the state of Wisconsin. Man, that's got echoes, doesn't it?
Well, he'd be more than happy to martyr his own vote to take many, many others with him. Spencer Black goes on to this one, Crudy. Subverting the choice of the voters. When all else fails, Republicans are expelling the choices of voters or reducing their power. In Tennessee, the GOP expelled two Democratic state representatives. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis kicked out of office the elected Democratic state attorney of Hillsborough County. In Iowa, Republicans stripped away the powers of the state auditor, the only Democrat elected statewide.
And Dominic Spencer Black points out in the Cap Times piece, the Republican attack on democracy is certainly evident here in Wisconsin. Our legislature is the most gerrymandered in the nation, giving Republicans overwhelming control, virtually regardless of the people's vote. The Republicans have sought to make voting harder by limiting early voting, banning drop boxes, and imposing tough standards on student voters. And when the voters chose Democrats for governor and attorney general, held on, Republicans limited their power in a desperate lame duck session. They connived to keep control of the Natural Resources Board by having their appointee, refused to leave his seat even after his term expired, and now they are considering a ban on advisory referendums by local government, but not by the gerrymandered state legislature. You know, good for me, but not for thee.
Curdy Spencer Black concludes, no wonder a recent study found that Wisconsin, where democracy once thrived, is now the third worst among the states for the health of our democracy. Spencer Black, 26 years in the state legislature and chair of the Assembly Natural Resources Board and the Assembly Democratic Leader.
I always like Spencer Black, and I think he makes a keen observation, Dom. Democracy is nearly dead here in the state of Wisconsin. If you're actually looking for representation of what the people want through the elected people that they actually vote for, and of course in statewide elections, look at the most recent example, the Protasiewicz race. It was a landslide statewide. And you know why, Dom? Of course, because Dobbs, because of the abortion ban here in the state of Wisconsin, we have reverted to an 1849 law. And what do you know? Young people in the state are turning out the highest voting numbers in the nation, like 50% turnout. So how can these Republicans make it harder for those people to vote? Because if they're going to go vote in Democrat, Dom, if they're going to vote for some liberal like Protasiewicz that might restore their rights, you know, if the piece of legislation came down the pike, or the, you know, I guess that would be what a lawsuit, Dom.
A court case, sure.
Then they might actually see their rights restored as they had been for 52 years before they were stripped by the conservative majority on the Wisconsin U.S. Supreme Court. Remember when we used to trust the federal courts because you couldn't trust the gerrymandered partisan courts here in the state of Wisconsin and say, well, you can't gerrymander a state court. Well, it sure as hell was partisan. And they sure supported every gerrymander that came down the pike that created this circumstance that, what, we're the third worst? I mean, who's worse than us? North Korea and Mississippi? What are we missing?
Let this be a lesson to the younger voters who turned out in droves. You know, this is now the strategy. You hear Cleta Mitchell. We've talked about it. Very upset. And if you don't know Jim Troopers, you better know who Cleta Mitchell is. If you don't know, Google it. You got to know who these folks are. They are players. Cleta Mitchell came out and her organization said, oh, these college kids, Curdy, it's just too easy for them to vote. They get up in their dorm room, they roll out, they stumble downstairs, and they go to the hall, and they can just cast their vote right there. We need to look at this. We need to do something about this. Not at all looking at whether or not it's their policies and the politics that they practice in. Maybe they should look in the mirror and say, why are we not attracting these kids? Well, they know why. Of course they know why. So they're not going to even try to convince these young kids, as Cleta Mitchell says, it makes it too easy to vote. No, we're going to try to make it harder to vote, because if that's the way you're going to go, well, then we're going to make it harder for you.
Who's the guy that's going to save the Republican Party, Dom? There's only one guy, the wanker, of course.
Yes.
And his Young Adolf Foundation?
Yes, he is now in charge of getting that youth conservative organized, those college Republicans, and getting them out.
Well, he's got to turn back the indoctrination on campus, Tom.
Yeah.
And it all starts with a little book banning. And that has been proposed here by Wisconsin legislative Republicans. Come back with us. It's Tuesday. It's a twofer. You know, like two PBRs for the price of one. Two of the greatest radio hosts, Andy Ebone, and perhaps you on the phones as well, 844-967-2789.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. 40 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 60. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 42. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Once again, lows level off around 40 tonight. Highs reach 60 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Tom, I've got a question. I was just checking on our stream listeners. Love it when people get the Civic Media app. And I was looking at our southernmost listener, Melbourne, Australia. Shout out. It's winter there, isn't it? I don't think it's ever wintered in Australia, is it? But anyways, and the northernmost listeners right now, currently, Marquette, Michigan, and then someone up like Iron Mountain. And I got to tell you guys, I'm a little envious of your legalized marijuana status there in the UP. Right. But here's the part I'm not clear on. Michigan is a time zone ahead of us, right? Is the UP on Central Time and the rest of the Mitten on Eastern Time? Or are they literally due north of us? Actually, you know what I mean? Are they basically equivalent to us, but they're in a different time zone? Is it 5:20 where you're listening in the UP? I'm very confused.
That's a great question. Because
then it's the 5:20 break.
I don't know, but if I'm a betting man, I'd say they're on, you know, like lower Michigan's time. They're Eastern. That'd be my bet.
844-967-2789. You know, there are states with split time zones. I believe Arizona's one of them. It's a little confusing, depending on the time of year, whether or not you're in daylight savings or not. Dom, keeping our attention here on the great state of Wisconsin, we've got a new proposition the Wisconsin GOP have let off, at least a couple of their finer legislative, let's call them pieces, have their own legislative pieces. Dom, the GOP bill would restrict books and prosecute school staff. According to Isaiah Holmes, the original reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, Republican lawmakers are proposing to remove certain books from schools, that's called banning books, right, Dom? And prosecute school staff who allow students to access materials deemed inappropriate.
Deemed by whom?
Yes, by them, right? A co-sponsorship memo entitled Project Childhood Innocence.
Oh, see, it sounds so nice.
Authored by Waukesha Republican Rep. Scott Allen, that's where Big Ugly used to work, and Senator Andre Jacques, Republican from DePeer. Shout out WGBW people listening up by DePeer. I can't believe you have Andre Jacques trying to protect your children's innocence by banning books. One proposed bill removes protections of schools and their staff against prosecution for obscene materials violation. The other bill prohibits a school district from using the library funds to purchase any item that would be considered obscene material. again, by whom, in the standard, of course, being set by these square, uptight Republicans that want to ban books. The Wisconsin Examiner first reported last May on emails sent by former Rep. Jesse James, then a Republican from Altoona, showing that James had been provided a list of potentially, let's call them, inappropriate books by parents in his district. The books on the list dealt with LGBTQ topics and characters, issues of gender identity and sexuality, and the burden of overcoming, wait for it, Dom, racial stereotypes and inequality.
Oh, that's all. We can't possibly have that kind of indoctrination going on in our schools, say the Republicans.
So those books must be banned. James approached school districts in his assembly district to determine whether they had copies of the books on the list. So they just decided which books they were going to ban and then went looking for them. Like, hey, do you have these books we want to ban? We don't even know. We're looking. We're asking right now. The emails also discuss plans to open up librarians and teachers to prosecution for providing such materials. How dare they? We could arbitrarily choose to prosecute you because we don't like that book at any given time. I like this sort of power, Dom.
Books about overcoming the burden of racial stereotypes and inequality, gender identity, right? LGBTQ topics and characters. Oh my goodness, can't possibly, you know, talk about the real world.
Dominic Aljak and other school districts also discussed nearly identical copies of the list and used it to remove books. The banning has begun.
Book removals. Crudy, now the effort is making its expected debut in the legislature. Quote, imagine your middle school student shows you a book that they are reading from school in which characters describe how to perform oral sex. The memo circulated by Jacques and Allen reads, most parents would be shocked that a student could find a book with this type of sexually explicit material in their school library. Since the pandemic, parents have paid more attention to what material their students are encountering and demanding that their students not encounter sexually explicit material in school.
Don't tell them what's on their kids' smartphones. Please, please, God, don't tell them.
The memo references Wisconsin statutory language, which, quote, makes clear that obscene material is sexual conduct described in an offensive way with no educational value, unquote. Which is ironic because, of course, that list we referenced earlier, LGBTQ topics, characters, gender issues of gender identity and sexuality, and the burden of overcoming racial stereotypes and inequality, certainly doesn't seem like oral sex teaching time. The memo states the bill related to funding would help school districts do their jobs to prevent obscene material from showing up in schools and school libraries. It adds, some might worry that the removal of exception will unleash waves of lawsuits against schools, but this is untrue due to provisions in current law. So what's the point then, fellas? The memo states that two layers of review, a DA and an attorney general, help ensure that only clear violations of the law result in litigation.
That's what we're going to have our district attorneys and our attorney general of the state of Wisconsin now is what, the arbiter of which books should be banned?
That's the book banning, umpires, as it were. With these protections, there should be no reason for a school employee to fall afoul of distributing obscene material. But if they do distribute obscene material, then parents should expect there to be accountability. Surely our school employees who are influencing the future generation of Wisconsin should not be immune to accountability. Book banning.
I'm so encouraged for our state. You know, if we could just ban more books and harden our thoughts against
more
all
guns.
Impurity.
Don't forget more guns.
Oh, more guns. Forgot about the guns. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Debt limit talks have wrapped up at the White House. President Biden and congressional leaders trying to hammer out a deal to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans will agree if there are federal spending cuts. He also criticized the president and the timing of his trip to Japan tomorrow to attend the G7 summit. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre pushed back.
The president could be president anywhere. He can do the work of the American people abroad, and certainly he does it every day here when we're in the White House. So that's not going to change.
The Treasury Department warned the U.S. could go into default on its loans on June 1st. The State Department confirmed an incident involving a U.S. convoy in Nigeria, but would not offer any other details. A spokesperson says no U.S. citizens were involved. Authorities in New Mexico still don't have a motive for yesterday's mass shooting in a residential neighborhood. Three people were killed by a teen who opened fire before he was killed by officers, authorities say. This is ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Is kicker Mason Crosby's time over with the Green Bay Packers? There's speculation after Crosby's wife, Molly, tweeted at Simone Biles' announcement last week that her husband had signed with the team. Molly Crosby tweeted, quote, "We loved our time there and so will you. Let's talk coats, boots, custom Packer gear," unquote. The tweet has since been removed. In his 16 years with the team, the 38-year-old is the franchise leader in points and games played. Crosby is a free agent. The official 2023 Wisconsin State Highway Map is out in print and online. This year's edition includes Wonders of Wisconsin, with information about updated Wisconsin welcome centers, updated census data, Amtrak service, and more. Get a free copy at Wisconsin Rest and Welcome Centers or order one online at travelwisconsin.com. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Two for Tuesday edition. You cannot call it Taco Tuesday, though. It is copyrighted.
Oh, is it?
Some taco franchise that's not Taco Bell has the copyrights to Taco Tuesday. And Taco Bell's not happy about it. They think that, you know, Taco Tuesday, I guess. But we're doing Two for Tuesday. Two tacos for the price of one. That would be Taco Tuesday. But apparently that's sort of ubiquitous. They think everyone should be able to market the Taco Two for Tuesday or whatever.
Like a Two for Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Instead of a Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, so is Two for Tuesday also a, you know, copyrighted, trademarked, whatever?
It should be.
Protected term. How about the Devil's Advocates? That should definitely be protected.
Except not for. It's not Two for Tuesday. It's Two for Tuesday.
Fur.
Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
As Wisconsinites would say it.
Yes, that's the only appropriate way to say it.
844-967-2789. All Wisconsinites. Hell, you're welcome worldwide around here. Dean from Augusta. Dean, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, hey, guys. I heard you talking about the time zone up in Michigan.
Yeah, how's that work?
About a third of the UP, the western third is central, and the rest is eastern. If you went straight north of Eagle River, got into Michigan about 20, 30 miles, then you'll run into the eastern time zone. It kind of runs like a snake up there. It's really kind of weird.
So like a few counties along the Wisconsin-Michigan border stay on central time like Wisconsin does.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah,
but Iron Mountain is central time zone. Apparently, I could have just Googled it. Hell, we
yeah, we got Dean, though. He's telling him.
Come on, man. I could direct you.
But, we need some direction sometimes, Dean.
Dean, you ever get up to the UP? Because I like to venture up there every now and again. I wish I had time to go there this week.
I live about 2 hours away, and I vacation up there usually 1 week out of the year.
So how are you listening to us today, if I may ask, Dean?
I listen to the app.
Oh, well, you are one of them.
Since I'm driving all over the state. Yeah, since I'm driving all over the state, I don't have to switch radio station to radio station. I can just flip the app on and go all day long.
You're the smart one, Dean. Everyone should be like Dean from Augusta, know what the time zones are in the UP, and get the Civic Media app and listen frequently all around the state. Right, Dean?
That's right. I listen every day I'm in the truck.
You are my hero, Dean. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Dean.
844-967-2789. I'd like that guy from Melbourne, Australia to call in. But
what time is it there?
Well, it's got to be. Yeah, what time is it there? What time zone are you in? I got to think that would be a long distance call, though. Don't do so. Only don't call collect anyways.
The internet says it is 7:36 a.m. on Wednesday, May 17th.
Could they tell us what happened tomorrow then?
That'd be great.
They're calling in from tomorrow effectively then, right? I won't even see 7:30 tomorrow morning. Well, maybe 8:15.
Oh, come on. What? How do you stay in bed when it gets light out so early, man?
Well, my one teenager who's home from college, I didn't say I wouldn't be awake earlier. I just wouldn't get up any earlier. Like I've been crawling back into bed and just pulling the blankets up. Yeah.
If I don't have to get a man, you need a hug, bro. Come on, man. I love you, dude. It's all right. Get out of bed. I'm there with you. We'll go for a walk in the park. You know, we'll have a good time.
It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow.
Yes.
844-967. If it were raining, no reason to get up at all. 844. Except to do the show with you.
Oh, of course.
Except it'll be hump day or some other clever variation thereof. Got a think hard on that. 844-967-2789. Most of my prep is what to call the show. Today is a two for Tuesday edition. Scott from Madison, be a part of it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Scott.
So the time zone question is really about the concentration of Green Bay Packer fans and Red Wing fans in hockey. That seriously affects where your time zones are. There are some anomalies, like a place like Joe's Wax in Menominee, Michigan, where they root for the Packers and the Lions a little bit, but most of the UP, at least if you're in the TV zone of Green Bay, then you're on Central Time.
Well, and the other part is, if you're a Lions fan, they're not worth watching, and they've always got a noon Sunday start, 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central Time. Well, the Packers are always at 3 or prime time, man. We don't get stuck with that crappy noon slot.
Hey, Scott, what about the Red Wings? You said the Red Wings. So the UP, they got lots of Red Wing fans up there, right? I mean, Wisconsin doesn't have a hockey team, not a professional NHL team.
That is correct. But if the really, really most intense Packer fans, then you're in Central Time because you're with the Green Bay market.
Gotcha. And what if you like the Minnesota Wild? Then what do you do?
Who?
What's that?
Scott, appreciate your call. We'll take him here at 844-967-2789. Green Bay, named the best city to live in America, I believe, by U.S. News and World Reports. Steve calling from the best place to live in America. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I think the person that was in charge of ranking us that talked to our mayor for a little too long. But anyways, what
the,
I have to
the
say
current
is,
one, Eric Gingrich, or the former one, Jim Schmidt?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about Jim Schmidt. I didn't live here when he was mayor. But that's what I have to say. Crew, you're not up at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Depends on the day. Depends on the day. Depends on the day. Some days I'm up late. Last night I was working on some banking stuff. So I was up late and I was, you know, had a hard time sleeping. I had numbers
swirling in my head. Like 1 a.m.?
Yeah,
2 a.m.?
One or two. And then I wake up early and I have to use the restroom. But if the dogs aren't licking me or anything, then I crawl back under the covers.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
My youngest son leaves for school at like 8:07. So if I hear that door slam, I hop up quick and like try to yell, "Love you, son," out the window or something. So 8:07 is usually as late as I ever get up.
I kind of know what you're talking about, because when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, my wife doesn't have to be up that early, and the process of getting out of bed without waking up my wife is a little difficult sometimes.
Have you considered separate bedrooms? That's what we do.
Separate beds, like old school style, you know, with the nightstand in the middle, like the old 50s shows.
No.
Leave it to the Republicans, Steve. Sooner or later, that's going to be the next mandate coming down from the Republicans.
Remember when Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore in the Dick Van Dyke Show, they had separate beds as a married couple?
Right. That's
I do. And this is what I have to say to the Republicans. You can stay off my books and off my wife. No regulation of either. No, thank you.
Well said.
Yeah, right,
Steve.
On, Steve. And they claim to be the party of no regulation, right? But they certainly like to regulate some things. They just want to, you know, make you live the life that they mandate, not the one that you want, which is kind of antithetical to the whole human experience.
And Steve, I'm going to confess on myself a little bit. I kind of got hammer drunk at the Pfister on Saturday night. At this age, I'm still...
Oh, come on.
Like a Tuesday morning, like finally feel like rested and human by Tuesday.
Finally feeling human. Well, welcome back to humanity, Crudy.
But we'll see what tomorrow brings. Might have to get drunk
right,
again
tonight's
tonight.
Another night.
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer, Crudy. If you never stop, you never hung over. 844-967-2789. Could we talk about the book banning thing for just a little bit?
Thought you were going to go to the 18-1 brewer drubbing last night.
Oof. Is that what it was?
18-1.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it, but then
they'd been hot. They just swept the series against the Royals, and then the Cardinals come to in St. Louis. But we got tickets for next Monday's game, and don't forget to give them away in a timely fashion. But after an 18-1 loss. we might hold on to these tickets to Hump Day Wednesday. We don't want to give away two for Tuesday tickets.
Why not? It's two for Tuesday.
We could, I suppose. We can
That's
get okay.
The whole point.
Here's the deal. We got two tickets for next Monday's game. Two for Monday?
I don't know.
We got two for Monday. Courtesy of our flagship brewer station, WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. Two for next Monday night. I believe that's a 6:40 first pitch. And I forget who's coming. Astros, maybe? Somebody's coming to town. Brewers better be back in their winning ways by then. But 844-967-2789, somewhere during the course of this show. And tell Ebon if you want the tickets. If I don't see I want the tickets in the queue, then I'm not even going to ask you about the tickets. But if you want the tickets, tell Ebon, and then we'll create an arbitrary contest. You better be clever. Better be funny. Funny is funny, right, Dom?
Funny is funny. That's what's great about funny. 844-967-2789. You know what's not funny? Republicans banning books. I mean, literally, they sent a memo out to their constituents, you know, painting this picture for them.
What book would you like to ban, Dom?
Imagine if your child came home with a book that described how to perform oral sex to your middle schooler. Imagine that. Well, is that what you're suggesting is going on? I just want to be clear here, because that's one thing to imagine.
Can you, yeah, what, which book?
Right. What are you exactly talking about? Because I don't remember those books when I was a kid growing up.
I got to think there's like a Judy Blume book or something they're trying to get to. I mean, there are books. I remember there were books by like Judy Blume that touched on, you know, kids coming of age and sexuality and topics of that sort. I don't know if you know
that's
this, Audrey.
Obscene,
Jack.
Man. I mean,
I'm
not
suggesting they're obscene. I'm not some Republican trying to ban your book.
No, they're throwing this out there like, hey, imagine this terrible thing. You know, it's an orgy. Your kid's reading a book and it's a graphic novel and it's an orgy. Imagine that. Well, yeah, imagine that. But that's not what's happening. And if the reality is the kids, everybody who's a young person becomes an adult, goes through the life's changes. And if you think just, you know, praying about it or ignoring it is any solution, I think you're wrong. Now, if you want to groom your child and your children and have them believe that everything that happens is simply because of God's will and not nature, and puberty is what, a gift from God. I don't know what you're going to tell your kids, but if you're not telling them, where do you expect them to get the information, if not a library? And let's be honest, based on the legislation that, you know, some of the Republicans are proposing as it pertains to apps, you know, your kids, if they got a phone, they're on it already. So you're already monitoring those things, right? I doubt it, because if you were, you wouldn't want the law, you wouldn't want the legislature to come up with laws for you, because you'd be already monitoring the situation, right? See what I'm saying? Well, they tell us when we were growing up, when cable TV came out, it was a big thing. Well, you turn off the TV, just turn it off. All you can do is turn it off. Oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You can. It worked for me. Well, it worked. I was denied television for a while, because I used to run home quick after school, apparently, and watch, like, you know, old reruns of Gilligan's Island or something, and I should have been, you know, outside playing. Oh, okay. But people are already there. You just turn it off, people. You are the teacher to your children.
Do you see some of those outfits Mrs. Howell was wearing? Damn.
Marianne or Ginger? I mean, I don't know.
Do you see Martha Stewart is the Sports Illustrated cover model at 82 years old?
I did see that.
Real quick, one of the books of Judy Blume that I think this is the one I meant, called Forever, a 1975 novel dealt with teenage sexuality. And I'm not going to go through the whole plot, but I don't know which book they meant, right? We don't know.
Oh, you just have to imagine.
Which book specifically there's... Republicans want to ban, but if they ignore sexuality, then their children won't have children?
Well, we know
they found books... their old man's penthouse in the closet. You know how they learned about sexuality, that.
All right.
Or their mom's copy of My Body, Myself, or whatever it was called.
No, here was the list given to the Republicans. LGBTQ topics and characters, issues of gender identity and sexuality, and the burden of overcoming racial stereotypes and inequality. Can't have that.
Ignore it and it'll go away, Dom. Come back. We don't go away.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0900.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. 40 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 60. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 42. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Once again, lows level off around 40 tonight. Highs reach 60 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Exotic things.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open and giving away some tickets. It's a two for Tuesday for Monday's game. Next week, 844-967-2789. Houston Astros in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers.
And these are great seats, club seats, second row behind home plate. My father-in-law was bragging about them. He got to go to a off game on the company ticket. Someday we'll merit them. Someday we'll get to use the tickets.
I don't believe it.
And we'll tell you whether or not they're good seats. 844-967-2789. Drew likes tickets. Welcome. Oh, damn it. Where is he? Drew likes tickets. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Awesome.
Good. Hey, so here's the deal. I don't want to say which school district I work for, but I work for the schools, okay?
Yeah.
And this whole book banning thing is just another way to control what's in the schools. Because here's the deal, man. Every kid who's like middle school and above has a phone. And every kid with that phone can get pretty much any content they want through YouTube or any of the other things that
Drew, do not tell Marjorie Taylor Greene she's got a real obsession about the porn sites, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's probably because she lives on them, right? I mean, the Bible Belt downloads the most porn in the country, so you know why she's going after them.
I suspect it has something to do with her ex-husband, but go back to the book banning. Tell us more about the book banning. Are they banning books or seeking to ban books in the district you may or may not work in, Drew?
There's been some, I guess I would say maybe some scuttlebutt, but no, like our Board of Education is pretty, I would say, not progressive, but pretty open-minded, and their tune is more of, you know what, parents, know what your children are checking out, and you handle it. It's not something for us that we need to be worried about.
Drew, what if the parents haven't actually read any of the books, and they've got to rely upon, you know, Republican state legislators to tell them what books should be banned?
I mean, to rely upon the government to tell them what books their children should or should not read.
Well, you know what? That's just being lazy. You know, we have a good parent group. You know, we have about 1,000 kids in my school. We have some pretty in tune parents, and then you know, we do have a few that aren't. I would say would rather have us be babysitters than educate their children. So, like, you know, they take the lazy way out. They read the clickbait emails and then get all sorts of, wound up about things that don't really even matter. And I just don't understand because the Republican Party is the party of freedom and choice. And if you want to choose for your kids not to read those books, then know what they're checking out from the library. Just
Drew,
don't be lazy.
Bill?
I would prefer if my children read no books whatsoever, had no independent thought whatsoever. Drew, we always appreciate our educators, or at least those that claim to work in the district, but won't tell us which one. But if you stick around, we got two tickets. Two for you. We got two tickets to the Monday Night Brewer game, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM. Drew, if you turn them on, you can hear the Brewer game this evening, I think, right? Probably got another one against the Cardinals. Better play better.
I can't play worse.
844-967-2789. Fred from Cottage Grove. How are you, Fred?
Hello, Fred.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for the call. The game tonight, I heard they've forfeited. The Cardinals forfeited.
How so? They skunked us damn near last night.
It wore out because just so much running and everything else, and their leg cramps, and they're just not physically able to go.
Well, Fred, the Brewers might call you. They might need some relief pitching tonight. They didn't get any last night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll give them some relief pitching between beers or something else. But I don't know if I can afford the beer down there anymore.
You got to go on two for a day.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
That's a twofer.
Is that Monday?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Fred, if there is a deal on. I'm not clear. If there's a promotion to be had, Fred, we'll look for our especially cheap friends and tell them it's a twofer.
Okay, good. That's right, because you know what the heck. You guys have a good night.
Thank you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Fred. The beers, certainly in any of these events these days can get real expensive. So you go, you tailgate a little bit, you bring your own 6-pack, bring your own 12-pack, whatever, bring your own bottle, which you're into, hang out, grill out, and then you go in and maybe you have a pop while you're there.
I would be an alcoholic, but I really can't afford to. 844-967-2789. Ryan from Madtown, how you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good. I'm doing well, guys. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Fair to middling. The beautiful summer weather has already turned to gray, but, make us happy. Make me sunny.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm 48 years old, and I remember the whole Judy Blume thing and the uproar over the books back when I was in school. I forget what grade it was, but my take on it is, if you're a parent and you don't want your kid to read a certain book, then you stop your child from reading that certain book. You become a parent. You don't become a parent for all the other kids out there and make the choice for their parents. I can't advocate for this. I mean, it's like another parent is telling me and making the decision, of what my child can read or not. And that's not their job.
Ryan, I would be okay with my kids reading damn near anything in the written form. Even if there's a little profanity laced in there, a little quote-unquote obscenity laced in there. I mean, hell, you got to use your imagination. I had one of those already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have a 19-year-old kid, and I can remember when he won an iPad in a contest at the age of, it was like second-generation iPad. And I was kind of worried, what are you going to be accessing? And pretty soon, I'm overhearing him listening to videos of other guys playing video games. This is like a big thing. It probably still is, somebody playing Minecraft or somebody, something like that. And he's dropping F-bombs and, every once in a while. And I'm looking at him out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, what are you listening to? And he's like, I know what it means and I know I'm not supposed to say it. So is it okay if I just listen to it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess so, as long as you understand the right and wrong of it.
Right. And
Ryan, do you swear in front of the kids?
Yes, I do.
That makes you a human being, Ryan. And if you hold tight, we got two for you too, man. Two more tickets.
Two for Tuesday.
It's a two for Tuesday, and we gave away all the tickets. Ryan, hold on. We need your email address. Come back the rest of you. We got hour two, a happier, two for happier.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.
I'm Derek.